Well, follow along with verses 1 and 2, because I want to underline in your minds, if you weren't here last time, the end of verse 1 and then verse 2. What David asked for. He says this, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies." Now watch this. "Blot out," that's the first half of this request, "my transgressions." That's the second half. So he asked God to do something to something he had done. So blot out my transgressions. Very significant words. Verse 2, "Wash me thoroughly." And then he says, "from my iniquity." Uses a completely different word. First, the end of verse 1, transgressions. The first part of verse 2, iniquity. And then at the end of verse 2, he says, "and cleanse me." A totally different word than this blot and wash. So it's three different requests. He says, "I want you to blot, wash, and cleanse." And three different targets God is supposed to hit in his life. "I want you to blot my transgressions. I want you to wash my iniquity. And I want you to cleanse my sin." Now, last time we touched on these first three requests for cleansing, blot, wash, and cleanse. But this morning I want to tie them, and I want you to see how powerful they are when we look at what it was David wanted cleansed away from his life. Because there are not only three words for cleansing, there are three types of stains that need to be washed away. The stain of transgressions, the stain of iniquity, and the stain of sin. And the verbs that David employed for removing these three are comprehensive. They show how deeply we're stained, how completely we need what only God and God alone can bring to us. Complete forgiveness only comes from the Lord by His multitude of tender mercies. Well, first of all, blot out, at the end of verse 1. He says, blot out. Hebrew word, makah, means wipe out or blot out. So to us, you know, wipe out, I don't know, wipe out a, you know, city with a tornado. I don't know what image comes to your mind when you think of wipe out. But there is a distinct word picture in the minds of the Hebrew people as David wrote these words. This comparison David makes is his sins to a record that needs to be erased. That's how he looked at it. When he says blot out, he's saying, I want you to wipe away. I want you to completely erase a record. Now keep your finger here and look at Colossians 2:14. Because remember, this is the same God between the Old and the New Testament. The same salvation. And in Colossians 2 and verse 14, when Paul is talking about Christ's work on the cross, he uses exactly the same picture. Because the same God overall is rich. The same God that forgave David is the same God that 1,000 years later was inspiring the Apostle Paul to write to the Colossians in chapter 2 and verse 14, these words. This is Paul's description of what Christ did for us on the cross. He says, verse 14 of chapter 2 of Colossians, having wiped out, same exact description in a New Testament word of the Old Testament word that the Spirit of God inspired David to use. So he says, having wiped out, now look at this, the handwriting of requirements that was against us. You see, David was talking about the same thing. This record, all of the listing of all of the failures and all of the sins and all of the transgressions and all of the iniquities and all of the guilt he had incurred. He says, I want you to wipe out. And then look what it says at the end of verse 14 of Colossians 2. And has taken it out of the way. How? Just going up and taking a dry erase marker and going and saying, hey, it's gone now. No. Sin has to be dealt with. The record has to be paid. And so Paul says this. He took it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. See, God is not some benevolent old forgetful grandfather in heaven that just says, oh, it's okay. Every single sin has to be paid for. And either you and I will pay for it forever, because we'll never pay enough for our sins, even one offense against God. Or we let Christ, look at verse 14, having nailed it to the cross. There's the plan of salvation. Either you bear your sins or Christ bears your sins. Either you receive the free gift or you try and pay for it yourself. Either you believe God accomplished everything in Christ and it's finished, or you try and do it yourself. There's no middle ground. And I've just described the difference between God and every religion in the world. Every religion in the world says you've got to do a little bit, you've got to try real hard, and maybe you'll outweigh your good with your evil, and you know, maybe God will overlook it. And Jesus said, no, God has to pay for everything, either you will or Christ will. Now the word in Colossians 2:14 is exhalepho. It means to wipe off. It's like erasing a blackboard. In the ancient world, documents were written on either papyrus, remember the crisscross reeds that grew along the marshy banks of the Nile, or from the vellum, which was animal hide, that they would scrape until it was real smooth and finish it, and they would write on animal hide. Ink in that time, and 2,000 years ago in the Bible times, ink did not have acid in it, and ink would not soak in to either the parchment or the vellum. It just sat there and dried on the top. So it was just, the ink was just sitting on the top of the material. Since ink remained on the surface, it could be wiped off if a scribe wanted to reuse the material. And if you read the news these days, you're finding out that through x-rays, they're taking old manuscripts and they are looking at all the different things that were written on them, because even though they wiped it off on the surface, little bits of it remain, and they make out the various usages of the manuscripts, because they used to not have many manuscripts and they would write both directions and try and use them as much as possible. Paul here says that God is wiping out the record. He nailed it to the cross, and no trace of it will remain, because God's going to turn off the x-ray. He's going to remember it no more. He's not going to see our sins and iniquities once they're nailed to Christ. And so David asked God in Psalm 51, and you can turn back there with me to the end of verse 1. David asked God to do what Paul says Christ did on the cross. David asked God to wipe out the record of his sins. He says, God, erase them. And when God did, David rejoices. And David believes God. Now, some today struggle with assurance of forgiveness of sins. They ask God to wipe out the record, but for some reason, there's kind of a little disconnect. They don't believe maybe he's able to, or wants to, or did. But you notice the tense of what Paul said. It says, having nailed. You see, salvation, in the truest sense, is not just a future event getting to heaven, not just a present possession, but it's anchored in a past event. It is already complete. It is already finished. It's not some priest has to offer some sacrifice for me, or somebody has to offer some atoning something for me after I die. It has already been accomplished by one sacrifice forever. He has perfected all who come to him. So it's a finished work that David was rejoicing in.